All morning, we're bringing you the latest from Nice, that popular resort city on the French Riviera, where last night, very late last night, crowds of people were out on the busy promenade celebrating the national holiday Bastille Day. A man in a truck sped through the crowds, killing at least 84 people. French President François Hollande, addressing the nation, has called it a terrorist attack. The exact motives of the attacker in Nice are still unknown. And to get some context, we reached via Skype Harold Hyman. He's a journalist covering geopolitics and radicalization from Paris. Good morning.
Good morning.
Obviously, the attacker is dead, but has there been a claim of responsibility for this attack?
Not as of yet, because we have several jihad watchers here in France, so they haven't yet spoken up. They're the ones who would notice it first. But as of now, no, there hasn't been any at all, which leads people to think that Daesh itself, ISIS itself, was not even aware that this was going to happen.
Well, let's remind listeners that France also released a very big report on the attacks back in November in Paris. That report talked about widespread failures in intelligence services, ineffective bureaucracy. Has much changed since those attacks?
Apparently not enough. The historical problem, in a nutshell, is we used to have internal state espionage until about 2007. In other words, there was a certain core of the police who'd go to cafes and spy on your conversations and then write little notes about it. Or they'd even knock on doors and ask you what you were up to, and if you were sort of a political group, they'd say, what are you doing, at what time, or what date. There was no arrest or anything. They'd just make files on you. And since then, we've lost one of our eyes, so to speak. The other eye, which functions well, is the sort of counter-espionage, counter-insurgency, counter-infiltration eye, which is very militarized. And that one is working, but you need the two eyes. So how do we poke back the first eye is the big question. It's taking a very, very long time, and that's the scandal.
This is something people roll over in their minds here in America. Let me just put it to you. It's been much talked about. Why France?
France is involved in the war against Al-Qaeda directly in the entire sub-Saharan strip, going from Dakar all the way to the border of Sudan. We saved Mali from being overrun as a nation and kept the columns of Al-Qaeda from marching on the capital, Bamako. And we are there now, at this moment, flying around and bombing and shooting and training. So that's a big reason. Another reason is that France began bombarding Daesh in Syria. So those are two strikes against us. And before all this happened, France was in Afghanistan. We reached a peak of 4,000 troops, which is nothing compared to the United States, but it was something. And we had fights with Taliban. So as of that moment, there were all these condemnations coming out of what was Al-Qaeda at the time, and then became Daesh, against France. Now you French crusaders are no better than Americans, and you are targets wherever you are. So this has been building and building and building.
Harold Hyman is the foreign editor of the online current affairs website Opinion International. Thank you very much.
Thank you.